Britain is a country of immigrants. These small islands have become home to people from all corners of the globe. And in an election as tight as this one, winning the vote of ethnic minorities can make all the difference. Amar Khan, director of the race equality think tank the Runnymede Trust, explains how.
It looks like the ethnic minority vote may decide the election. There are 9 seats that the Conservatives currently hold that are among the 40 they're trying to defend. Those 9 seats are their most diverse seats, and they currently look like they're pulling behind Labour. These were the sorts of seats that would have delivered huge Labour majorities. You're getting a lot of seats that are passing this kind of big number, 30%, and that's really notable. People go to places that are even majority non-white. Politicians of all stripes are going to have to learn to listen to the needs and interests of those groups.
But it's not clear they have been listening. Half of all black and ethnic minority people in Britain are themselves immigrants. Yet with immigration high on the list of voters' concerns, each party are keen to show they'll keep the numbers under control.
It certainly seems that all of the parties are talking about immigration more. The Conservatives have run a campaign that said, "Are you thinking what we're thinking around immigration?" We do have concerns about the effect this has on black and minority ethnic people living here. There's anecdotal evidence that people on the street feel less comfortable. They see vans that say, "Go home," and those are things that makes people walk a bit quicker, feel a bit uncomfortable. And if you're a black and Asian parent, you might be a bit concerned about the future, what that means for your child growing up in this country.
Sharm in East London is concerned about how this negative rhetoric is entering the political debate.
You can't say all Muslims are terrorists. That's a stupid thing. Good and bad people are everywhere, so same as migrants as well. So you have to assess who are good, who are bad, who deserve to stay here, who not. But not like just close down the whole gate. That's not fair, actually.
Angie lives in a small seaside village in the east of England. There are very few migrants here, but she's still very concerned.
I'd like something done about the immigration, though I would, because we was classed as Great Britain, and I don't feel we're Great Britain anymore. We're just Britain. They've got to remember we're an island. We will eventually sink if we let so many people in. I've actually moved from the east end of London. I had people moving in, couldn't even speak the language. Nice people, but the community was gone.
But others think such communities are thriving. Labour's Stephen Timms has represented East Ham in London for 17 years and will likely be there for at least 5 more, as this is the safest seat in Parliament.
Well, it is a very diverse area. We claim it's the most diverse community on the planet for its size. I've lived here for almost 40 years now and watch it change and develop. And I think it's a very impressive community. Although we've got very big economic challenges, lots of people with immigration problems, lots of people in debt and out of a job, there is a cohesion about the community that makes it a really enjoyable place to be part of and to represent.
Even here in a city praised for its multiculturalism, some new arrivals are feeling less than welcome.
People have been troubled by some of the implications of what has been said by UKIP and to some extent by the Conservative Party. The point I always make is that it's very important to underline the advantages for the UK of immigration, and a community like this one show those advantages very clearly. We're a youthful community, we've got massive potential, lots of young, able, bright people who are going to make an enormous contribution to the United Kingdom. While at the same time saying, and people here will make this point to me as well, even people who came themselves as immigrants 20 or 30 years ago, that the system needs to be properly managed.
In order to win the support of ethnic minority voters, the parties will need to be more vocal about the positive contribution these diverse communities can make. Nancy Fleming for RFI in London.